in the limelight.
A similar fate awaits illegal Zionist regime. In spite of its arsenal of nuclear warheads and over-militarization by the US, which will not be able to guarantee for long the existence of the Zionist entity, in the face of the iron resolve of the Palestinian people and the rest of the Ummah for liberation of Beit al-Muqaddas. Dear listeners, what you heard was part of an article written by Kayhan International staff writer. This article is published under the heading Desperate Attempts of Ruthless Regimes to Avert the Inevitable. Stay tuned for more. Desperate indeed are the attempts of repressive regimes to try to stave off their fast approaching end. Of the two ruthless regimes on the brink of extinction, one is miserably self-humiliating and totally alienated from the population, to the extent that it clings to the aprons of others to continue its brutal repression of the people in the vain hope of survival. The other illegal regime has been militarized so dangerously by its godfathers that it may implode any moment, despite its genocide of the sons of the soil and its frequent air raids and missile attacks on neighboring lands. Now these two, after having established natural diplomatic ties, are openly ganging up with each other to savagely suppress the aspirations of freedoms of the people they illegally rule. A couple of months ago, when Palestinian Muslims were being tear-gassed and fired upon by the Zionist troops in the sacred precincts of Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Zionist regime's aggressors were being unmanly cheered by Bahraini officials present on the scene and treasonously baying for more Muslim blood. Why? Because if the Palestinians succeed in liberating their usurped land or parts of it, this will bring the day of reckoning nearer for the Al-Khalifa minority regime in Bahrain. And now we have the news that the regime of pirate origin in Manama has appointed an Israeli naval officer for the first time in an Arab state to provide security to it. In a statement recently, the Bahraini foreign minister said the appointment of an Israeli officer is to secure the freedom of navigation in the region, protect international trade, and confront terrorism. What a bizarre statement. Terrorists being asked by terrorists to confront what they view as terrorism against them. The wordings are crystal clear. It means that the overwhelming majority of Bahrain that is peacefully demanding democratic rule and restoration of their birthrights are terrorists. Vice versa, the people of Palestine groaning under the jackboots of the illegal Zionist migrants from Eastern Europe for the past 7 decades and refusing to submit to the usurpers of their homeland are terrorists. Mind-boggling definitions indeed. But would these comrades in crimes against humanity succeed in their bid to prolong their precarious existence? The answer is a big no, especially when one sees the importance of the U.S. Fifth Fleet in Manama and the need for the Zionist regime's naval presence in the Persian Gulf state, which sooner than later will witness the humiliating end of a ruthless and repressive regime. A similar fate awaits illegal Israel. In spite of its arsenal of nuclear warheads and over-militarization by the US, which will not be able to guarantee for long the existence of the Zionist entity in the face of the iron resolve of the Palestinian people and the rest of the Ummah for liberation of Beit al-Muqaddas.